Lots to talk about. Let's get right to it. Wow, quite a survey out this week from the Federal Reserve Board. They issued their report on the economic well-being of U.S. households. And it was a fascinating report because despite the fact that we are inundated with propaganda from politicians about how the middle class has gone away, this, of course, is complete nonsense. As the Federal Reserve study shows, 70% of survey respondents consider themselves either living comfortably or doing okay. And, by the way, that's up 1% from the survey result back in 2015. 70% living comfortably or doing okay, and yet we are bombarded with nonsensical political rhetoric from some who tell us that the middle class has gone away in this country. If you want to see a country where you'll have a hard time finding a middle class, go south of the border. If you want to find a nation where there is a big job to be found to locate the middle class, go to Mexico and look at the economic situation in Mexico and try to find a large, vibrant middle class. You might have a really hard time finding it because it's pretty hard to find. Now, the fact of the matter is that in the USA, we have a huge and vibrant middle class. Is it perfect? Of course it's not perfect. These things can always be improved upon. But the notion that the middle class has gone away in America is complete and total political fiction spread by some. They know who they are. Obviously, one of the keys to success, education. Because we found in this survey that those with no college continue to struggle financially. That's most of the country, by the way, in terms of education. The vast majority of Americans have a high school diploma or less, and they can be struggling. There's no question about it. But once again, the notion that we don't have a vibrant middle class is complete and utter political fiction. Now, we do have problems going forward. I'll tell you what, we have problems. There's a new survey showing that between 11 and 25% of the U.S. workforce is going to be replaced by robots within the next 10 years. Now, you've seen all of the writings about automation, robots, artificial intelligence, and all the rest. Well, that's very real. You've seen the articles about driverless cars, driverless trucks, driverless buses. These things are down the road, somewhere down the road in the future. And there's no question that while they will create some new jobs, they will displace way, way more jobs than they create. And this is something that's going to have to be addressed. Here's what's amazing. Ask yourself this question. Is it being addressed right now? Because the time to address it is before it happens, right? So we don't have millions of displaced workers who don't know what their next option is going to be. And certainly don't know what their next paycheck is going to be. So the time to solve these problems is now. Do you see that effort coming out of Washington, D.C.? Don't expect the states to do it. If you're expecting the states to solve this problem, you're waiting for Godot. But in terms of the federal government, do you see any effort? Do you hear about any meaningful effort on this front? Of course not. Asleep at the switch. That's where we are. I mean, if it's true that up to 25% of Americans are going to be replaced with a robot or automation of some sort or technology of some sort or artificial intelligence of some sort within the next 10 years, we should be working on that very major problem right now. Are we? I don't think so. That is a problem, for sure.